know. Lexi said to me one day, Miss Dacola, I got a friend I'd like to come have work for you. Her name is Mary, and she's nice. And my knees hurt. I have rheumatism. So I said, well, I'll try Mary. And then I liked Mary. And when Lexi says, I don't want to work no more, I said, well, all right, if you really feel you can't, Mary will probably work. By that time, Mary was working every day for us. So, well, of course, so was, well, Lexi didn't really have to work every day. I was only working 3 days a week.
But it wasn't all that common for people to have maids, was it? Or was
I don't know.
In this neighborhood, did you get the sense?
I didn't pay any attention to it. I needed her, and I had her, and that was that. Later, when I was down in the train station, a doctor's wife was down there and telling me how hard she worked at home, and cooking and sewing and ironing. And I said, well, don't you have a housekeeper? And she says, no. And I thought, my God, a doctor's wife, and she's earning her own money, and she's not having whatever people wanted. That was what I wanted, and that's what I had.
Dad was working still 7 days a week?
By that time, I think he was having Mondays off. I don't know when he began to have Mondays
and
off.
But his hours were roughly what?
11 till... I mean, 8 in the evening until 2, 1, midnight. I think they were supposed to close bars at midnight, and then he often practiced with Roger or Bob or Johnny Rank or Chernoff and later Benno Rubini. I've forgotten who some of the others were. Sometimes they'd rehearse or practice for another hour after the bar closed. And they were feeling in the mood for rehearsing.
So you didn't have an opportunity to do much in the evenings except one night a week, but you weren't particularly interested.
But I'd often put you in a bassinet and we'd go down to the bar of music. And everybody gave you a bottle, and everybody adored you, and they handed you around and oohed and awed over a little baby boy that was there. Later, when you were a bigger kid, and Flissy was 4 or 5, you used to go down in the afternoon when Dad was rehearsing, and you'd go behind the bar and get cherries and Cokes or whatever kind of drinks you kids. And you have, I know you went up on top of the roof there one time, and Mr. Villady came out and said to Daddy, your children are on the roof. Dad said, well, they got up, they'll get down.